We have to be wary of earthquakes in our region. The ground beneath us can and does move, so anything that helps give us an edge in knowledge is welcome, including the use of smartphones to give us some warning of earthquake striking. That is the general intent behind a new phone app called MyShake. The Seismological Lab at the University of California, Berkeley, put it together and put it before the public just recently. Richard Allen is the director of the UC Berkeley Seismological Laboratory and our guest on the Jefferson Exchange. Dr. Allen, thanks for joining us.
It's great to be with you.
Was there any consideration about, I mean, how much work went into just figuring out a name for this app? MyShake certainly can sound like something you get with fries and a burger.
I had never thought of it like that. Well, one of the advantages of doing this at a university is there are plenty of students around who have all kinds of great ideas. And so it was the students who came up with the name.
How long working on MyShake, Dr. Allen?
Well, we've been thinking about this probably for, you know, approaching 4 years at this point. The real effort started about 3 years ago when we realized that the accelerometers in everybody's smartphone were now good enough that they actually could record useful scientific data about earthquakes, and indeed data that we can use as a society to be better ready. And so we started collaborating with the Deutsche Telekom Silicon Valley Innovation Center. Obviously, they have a lot of expertise when it comes to mobile devices and communications. So we sort of managed to bring together the seismology from the Berkeley Seismo Lab with the tech from Deutsche Telekom, and that's really what led to the app that we rolled out.
And I'm sure when you mention things like accelerometer, people are becoming just vaguely aware of the many things in their phones that they're not aware of. But what is an accelerometer?
Sure. So the accelerometer is simply a motion sensing device. And the reason that they're in every single smartphone is that the accelerometer is what tells the phone when you rotate it between landscape and portrait mode. It's the accelerometer that games use to tell when you're in a driving game, for example, when you're using the phone like a steering wheel. It's the accelerometer that senses that motion. So it's just a motion sensing device. And we use accelerometers in the sort of traditional seismic networks that we use to record earthquakes and provide the standard information about earthquake magnitudes and locations. That's also using accelerometers. Of course, they're higher quality accelerometers, but it's the same kind of device.
And why would Deutsche Telekom need an accelerometer?
Well, so their interest is actually just in figuring out how to advance the use of tech. And so, you know, some of the challenges that we face with the MyShake app, for example, is we need to minimize the power usage. Of course, we want private individuals to run this on their phone. And so, of course, it can't interfere with the everyday kinds of activities, so it needs to have minimal power usage. When there is an earthquake and the app triggers on the earthquake, it's going to be doing a lot of communicating in a short period of time. That's sort of the flash mob situation. That's a technical challenge that the telecommunication companies are interested in working on. And then the final thing is that everybody talks about the Internet of Things, the idea that there's all these devices that would be slowly beginning to connect up and they have their own intelligence as a result. And of course, that's exactly what MyShake is. It's the Internet of Accelerometers that's detecting earthquakes, and hopefully at some point in the future, we'll be able to use it to provide warnings as well.
Yeah, the Internet of Things is a concept that can be a little tricky to get across, but it's, you know, stuff like the umbrella that blinks on the days when it's raining because the umbrella's been in contact with the weather service and knows that it's going to rain.
Exactly.
That sort of thing.
I mean, it's just about connecting all of these little sensors that are becoming prevalent everywhere. So just like the Internet, with the Internet, of course, it's people who put the information on the Internet and people who get the information. The Internet of Things is about sensors automatically putting information out there and other systems making use of that.
Richard Allen is our guest on the Jefferson Exchange, the director of the Seismological Laboratory at the University of California, Berkeley, which has just recently put out the MyShake smartphone app for Android phones. You can join us on the Jefferson Exchange as we talk about what it does. 800-838-3760 by phone, by email, jx@jeffnet.org. So the general idea behind MyShake is just to let people know when there is activity?
Yeah, so the concept, the first version of the app that's rolled out right now is just detecting earthquakes, recording that data, and sending that data to our central processor, which is all housed in the cloud. Of course, so the way it works is that the sort of intellectual step forward that made this possible is we've developed an algorithm that recognizes earthquake-type shaking from everyday-type shaking. And so only when the phone thinks that the shaking, the vibrational profile of the motion it's just experienced looks like an earthquake, does it then connect to our server in the cloud and sort of sends that information to our server in the cloud. Our server then confirms that, because, of course, if it really is an earthquake, multiple phones are going to detect it essentially simultaneously. So our centralized server confirms that an earthquake is underway. And we locate the earthquake and we estimate the magnitude of the earthquake. And that's how the system is working right now, today. However, in the future, the hope is that we will be able to do this quickly enough that we could then send a warning back to the users of the app. So those who are about to feel the shaking that's occurring due to this earthquake actually get a warning, earthquake early warning.
But at this point, you're saying it is still just sort of a confirmation rather than an early warning?
That's right. So right now, this is the sort of the first large-scale public test. And so we don't want to start sending alerts back to people just yet. We need to really make sure that the system works. We need to work out any bugs that we have with the system and things like that. But our intent is to move as quickly as possible towards actually providing alerts. And as your listeners may know, there's another effort to develop earthquake early warning on the U.S. West Coast, an effort called Shake Alert, that in fact, University of Oregon, as well as Berkeley, University of Washington, Caltech, and the U.S. Geologic Survey are all working towards. And so our hope is actually that MyShake will be able to contribute to this broader Shake Alert effort to provide earthquake early warning to everybody across the West Coast.
You talked about the profiles, motion profiles, and in essence that the phone... Everything okay on your end?
Yes.
Okay.
Right.
That's a loud noise there. The phone essentially has to decide first whether to even alert the server. So how does the accelerometer on a phone distinguish between you jogging and an earthquake?
So what we do is we look at the frequency characteristics of the motion and the amplitude of the motion. And when we see the right combination of these characteristics, that's what tells us that there's a high probability that it's earthquake shaking rather than some other kind of shaking. And in our testing, we find that this is successful 93% of the time. So 93% of the time, the app, just the single phone, is successful in separating earthquakes from other shaking.
And so I imagine this is all in milliseconds, but I mean, how long does the phone take to decide, okay, I'm going to check with the server and see if there actually is an earthquake?
Well, so we use packets of data. We use 2-second packets of data to do this analysis. So every second, the phone asks the question, does the last 2 seconds look like an earthquake? And if the answer is yes, it then connects to our server. The communications piece connecting to the server is actually in a few tenths of a second, so it's very fast. The ability of our server to then recognize that it is an earthquake again is a fraction of a second. So again, the hope is that we would be able to push warnings back to users within, let's say, about a second.
Are there things that could potentially fool the phone? I mean, anybody who's waited at a railroad crossing as a big freight train went by knows that the ground moves pretty well there too, although not quite like an earthquake.
No, that's right. And so obviously there are... We've designed the app to rule out those situations as best as we can, but it's a percentage thing. Like this 93% success rate is what we've seen in our testing so far. But the way that you prevent the whole system from being fooled is the fact that you want to see multiple phones over some area seeing the same ground shaking at the same time. So maybe a truck, for whatever reason, has an unusual shaking characteristic and fools a phone or perhaps a couple of phones that are close by. But the system will want to see more than that before it actually declares an earthquake. And so hopefully that will prevent false alerts. But this is a great example of why, the first version that we've just rolled out, we're not actually issuing alerts because we need to make sure that the system is going to work. We don't want to be issuing false events. We don't want to miss any earthquakes. But once we've managed to complete that testing and figured out any of these bugs, that's when we'd start pushing information back to the users.
The concept of flash mob that you mentioned before is really interesting because I guess I hadn't considered that before, that any obstacle to a system that requires a lot of individual survey points is going to potentially clog up when something happens. So if you do get a big earthquake and a bunch of phones are zapping all back to the server at once, not all of them are going to get through necessarily.
That's right. And so that's kind of one of the interesting tech challenges in making this system work. And so the idea there, of course, is that when the system, the Internet of Things, these phones know, the system knows how many phones are operational. And so you may get to a situation where you decide that, you know, oh, we only want to listen to half of the phones in this particular region because we have so many phones that are on the system, and things like that. So you want to scale the system. So these are all technical challenges that have to be figured out, although we're working on it pretty hard. We rolled out the app on Friday. And so far, 70,000 people around the world have put the app on their phone. So we were overwhelmed, frankly, by the interest in this effort. But our system did survive. It survived the weekend. It survived all of this sign-up. And so the system is still running, and we're going to have a fantastic data set to really work our way through some of these issues we've been talking about.
Congratulations on the 70,000. That's an impressive figure for just the first 5 days, essentially.
Yeah, as I say, we were really quite impressed. And what's amazing about it is it's truly global. Every continent has downloads. Most of them are in the United States, but the densest coverage is in the United States. But the coverage is actually global. The interest in this got translated into many different languages, and as a result, we have phones across the globe right now.
We're talking to Richard Allen, who's the director of the University of California Berkeley Seismological Laboratory, which just put out the MyShake smartphone app for Android late last week, and it is ultimately intended to be an earthquake warning system. At this point, it's a sensing system. You can join us on the exchange with your questions and comments about it and about earthquakes in general, 800-838-3760 on the phone, by email jx@jeffnet.org. Here's a call from George in Yreka. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange.
Wow, fascinating and very, hopefully, usable idea. Pardon me. I do recall when Bobby Jindal said we shouldn't waste government money on seismographs. And I think that kind of thinking is still prevalent. How much of this can be funded by the government, and how far do you believe you can project this kind of stuff for those of us who live in earthquake zones?
All right.
Thank you.
Thanks for the questions, George.
Yeah, well, let me say one thing first of all, that the smartphone kind of approach, the accelerometer and smartphones, are no replacement for these, what I would call the traditional seismic networks, the networks that are largely funded by the government, both federal and state governments. And those traditional seismic networks are absolutely critical. And I don't believe for a moment that MyShake can replace those networks. However, I do think that MyShake can contribute to the information that we have from those networks. MyShake has the potential to have much denser instrumentation. I mean, in the urban environment, MyShake could potentially be providing data every few tens of meters, if you just think about how dense smartphones are. The traditional seismic networks, the densest station spacing anywhere in the world is about 10 kilometers. So it's really very different. However, the quality of the data from the traditional network is just, you know, and there's no comparison to phones. It's continuous. It's guaranteed. It is absolutely essential that we have those networks in order to reduce the impacts of future earthquakes. And indeed, the earthquake early warning system across the U.S. West Coast that we are all working towards, Shake Alert, requires those sensors. So the idea that spending government money on accelerometers is a waste is a fallacy. It's an outrageous statement, frankly. But to the specific question about government involvement in the MyShake effort, that's possible in the future. Many of the things that we do at the Berkeley Seismo Lab are funded by the U.S. Geologic Survey. And we like to be innovative in terms of how we collect data, use data. And it's quite possible that at some point in the future, MyShake may become a partnership along those kinds of lines. Right now, it's a research project. It's a collaboration between Berkeley and the Deutsche Telekom Silicon Valley Innovation Center. Recently received some additional funding from the Gordon and Betty Moore Foundation, which is going to help really propel the project forward. So right now, there is no government funding, which is just fine, but there's no reason why there couldn't be in the future.
So, Richard, as it's currently designed, does MyShake offer any sort of measurement, or is it simply a sort of a yes-no on seismic activity?
So right now, the user doesn't get information about the earthquakes at all. So to be clear about that.
Mm-hmm.
So right now,
right.
The app, you can download the app, and it provides you with other kinds of information. It provides you with information about recent earthquakes. It provides you with information about past historic earthquakes. It shows you how strong the shaking was at your location for some of the most significant historical earthquakes. And I can tell you, it's eye-opening when you see how strong the shaking was for some of these past locations, past earthquakes at your home and at your office, for example. And so right now, the data from my shake, though, is just collected at our central server, and we're not pushing the information back. But when we do, your question about what kind of information should that be is a very good one. Should it just be a, you know, duck, cover, and hold on type message, or no message, or should it be more sophisticated? We have the beginnings of apps that will take information from Shake Alert, early warning system, and deliver it to users. And so we're experimenting to see what it is that users want. The current version of the apps, it actually delivers a warning, and it tells you how strong the shaking will be at your location, and then it counts down until the shaking arrives. So that's what's currently put out. But I suspect that where we will end up here is much more of a binary kind of information, just like you were suggesting, that it's either, you know, drop, cover, and hold on, or there's no warning at all. Because we have to keep it simple. Everybody needs to know what they should do if they get a warning, or indeed if they feel ground shaking. And it's very straightforward. You drop, you cover, and you hold on. Move to a safe place so that things don't fall on you during the shaking.
That's true. Those really are the critical warnings. I don't suppose you're going to quibble between, well, it's only a 6. I'm not going to hide under my desk just yet, you know, that kind of thing.
Right, exactly. If the shaking's coming, you get under a table. It's very straightforward.
Truly is. Let's take some more calls here. We have Seth in Central Point on the line. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange with Richard Allen from UC Berkeley.
Hi, thanks. Yes, I'm also pretty excited to hear about things like this. My question for you two, you've already kind of covered it, was I know, too, with, you know, my little knowledge of seismology, that the sensors are pretty sensitive when they place them out in, you know, the middle of nowhere, and they're trying to find the epicenter of earthquakes. How difficult is that to differentiate between a normal walking, like we have pedometers that we wear on our wrists, as opposed to an earthquake, you know, so something that would actually be moving beneath our feet? So how,
A little deeper to the how, I think, is where we're going here.
Sure. Yeah.
No.
No. Absolutely. I mean, needless to say, it is challenging, but it's doable. I mean, the best, I think, way to think about this is many of us now have fitness apps on our cell phones that count steps, for example. And how does the app do that? So the people who developed it came up with the vibrational profile of a step. And now, and in the background on your phone all the time, your phone is looking for that vibrational profile. Every time it sees it, it counts one step. And so we've basically done exactly the same thing. We've mapped the vibrational profile of an earthquake, and the phone monitors it in the background. And every time it sees an earthquake, fortunately not as many as steps, it says earthquake, and it sends that information to our central server. And so to dig into what are the characteristics that make it look like an earthquake, it's actually not the amplitude. In fact, the amplitude, how strong the motion is of everyday-type activities, is typically much greater than the strength of the shaking that you get in an earthquake. But what is different is the frequency content. The earthquake typically is a lower frequency sort of swaying-type motion, if you like, compared to if you imagine running, for example, it's a very high-frequency, jerky type of motion. And so that's the characteristic that we look for. But again, once you see it on one phone, the way you really know it's an earthquake is you want to see a very similar characteristic on multiple phones in the same place at the same time.
About 2 minutes left. Here's Paul in Grants Pass. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange with Richard Allen.
Okay, well, tail end of this thing, I guess, first of all, do you have the ability to process the information coming in from the phones in a timely fashion so that it's useful as a predictive tool, or is this something that's only going to be a historical tool?
No, absolutely. The design criteria for this is to be able to provide alerts to people. And so the design criteria is that we want to be able to get information about an earthquake back to the users of the app within 1 second. And so, of course, you know, this is a test, so the test is still underway. But in our initial testing, that's we can do that. It takes a few tenths of a second for the information to get to our server, a few tenths of a second for the server to recognize the earthquake, and a few tenths of a second to get the information back to the users. So absolutely, this is not about historical information. This is about doing it quickly enough to get the warning back to people. But I will also comment that the app, of course, also collects the data. It collects the ground shaking data, and that is archived. And so that will be a fantastic data set for many researchers, both seismologists and engineers, to be able to better understand the processes of earthquakes so we can look for better ways to reduce the impacts in the future, have better buildings. All of that kind of research will also be facilitated by MyShake.
Richard, the website for MyShake is lighthearted. It's fun and kicky and little stick figure pictures and stuff like that. Is the app similarly lighthearted?
Well, we're doing our best. We're seismologists, and so we are doing our best. It's the first version of the app. Clearly, we have a long way to go, both to be able to deliver alerts, but also to make the app as user-friendly and interesting as possible. And so I think it's useful, as I say. It provides information about past earthquakes and ground shaking, but I think we can improve the usability of the app, just like we can improve the system as a whole. So I urge people, go to the website, myshake.berkeley.edu, download the app, and stick with it. This is a citizen science project. We'll be able to reduce the impacts of future earthquakes if we all participate in this together.
Now, at this point, it's just an Android app, so how far out is the iPhone version?
Yeah, well, we had to pick somewhere to start, and there are more Android phones than there are iPhones, so that's the reason for the Android. We would love to have an iPhone version, and there's absolutely no reason why there couldn't be. We just need the developer time. We just need the necessary support to develop the iPhone version.
So is it months away, perhaps?
Well, given the level of interest, I think that it may be a question of months away. We've had this huge interest in this. We have a huge number of downloads. So I suspect that in the next few months, we'll be able to get that done.
And the app itself is free from Google Play, is that right?
Absolutely. It's a free app. It's on the Google Play Store. You can find out more at myshake.berkeley.edu.
All kinds of fun stuff going on with the MyShake app. And at this point, it is just a confirmation of earthquakes, not early warning, but that is perceived to be part of the application down the road. MyShake, again, from UC Berkeley Seismological Laboratory, where Richard Allen is the director. Richard, thanks for joining us today on the Jefferson Exchange.
It's been great to be with you. Thank you.
All right, take care.